session number 11462, reel 1.
Mrs. Florence Parsons, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mrs. Parsons?
I was born 1898 in Deptford, South East London.
And what did your father do for a living?
He was a cabinet maker.
And how many were there in the family?
Seven.
And what was your maiden name, so to speak? What was your name then?
Florence Alice Weatherly.
Weatherly.
Mm.
And could you tell me a little bit about your childhood? You know, what do you remember about being brought up in Deptford?
Well, we were all a very close-knit family, lovable family, all of us. And we used to go to church and...
Which church? Which
St. Luke's in Deptford.
And that's Catholic, is it?
No, Church of England. And Sunday school in the afternoon, you know, we were all brought up nice, you know. So we had a very good childhood in those days and very happy.
What was your house like that you lived in?
Very good, very good.
Enough room for you all?
Yes, they're all terrace houses in Deptford. Nice roads with tree line. And all pulled down now for these blocks, tall blocks, a shame that was. All had our nice gardens and six-roomed houses, rented, not, wasn't a council those days. So we were a very happy family. Good food. I mean, our mothers never went out to work in those days. We came out from school, which was only up the road, 12 o'clock, have a good dinner, meat puddings and all that. And although there wasn't much money those days, if your father earned £2 a week, he was lucky. So we come home from school, and he used to come home the same time to dinner, all sit round the table. When he went back, he kissed us all, his kids all round the table, went back. Happy times, I think, although there was no money about. I mean, a loaf was only tuppence, so got penny half and a penny bottom. Oh no, only.
So you were well fed on sort of simple,
yes,
good food.
Yes, and then mothers didn't go out to work. And look, why they've had to scrub, washing on the scrubbing board. Nowadays they don't know what hard work is, do they? So that was that. Then when I left school.
Hang on a minute. What about your clothes? Did you have enough good clothes to wear, or did you have hand-me-downs? How did you manage with clothes when you were a kid?
We used to. Mum used to make what she called. Our stuff was only 2-3 farthings a yard, you know, to make summer dresses and that, used to make them. And my sister was 10 years older than me, and she used to do a lot of sewing and help with the younger ones.
What about your school? What was your school like?
Oh, it was a lovely school. Still there.
What was it called?
It's called John Evelyn now, Deptford. John Evelyn School, Deptford. Still there, a lovely school.
And what kind of an education did you get there? What sort of things were you learning?
Arithmetic, which I wasn't very good at. But I was good at painting and composition and all that. I was very good at. And drawing and needlework. I was very good at that. But I was terrible at arithmetic. But I'm better with it now, arithmetic.
Did you enjoy school?
Oh, I loved school.
What did you like about it? What was it you liked so much?
The teachers was good. Teachers were good for you. They were lovely. teachers and the headmistress, and used to teach us ballroom dancing. So I was a good dancer when I left school. So it was very good, the school is. And I've still got my character. You know, you ask for a character when you leave school. And I was like, my favourite, my teacher, she was a favourite.
Were they strict, the teachers?
Yes, they were strict, because I know I got... They used to use the ruler on your hand if you were, you know, really bad. Ooh, on that ruler, I've had it twice.
But although they were strict, you still liked them.
Oh, yes. Well, though, you had to say, if you walked in front of anybody, you had to say, please excuse me, you know, you were really brought up properly at the schools. Excuse me and all that. And then they had a choir. I was in the choir and took us out and about the choir. The school days were happy then.
And what about your recreations? What, you know, when you were out of school, what sort of games did you play, or how did you amuse yourselves with your friends?
Well, we always used to play in the garden and skipping and out in the streets. And, you know, the favourite was this alley with four gobs. Sit on the, which you couldn't do now, on the curbs, playing this, writing down, all sitting on the curbs.
How did that game work? I'm not sure which game you mean. It was the gobs?
Yes, a little alley, like a stone alley, and these little four coloured gobs, and you had the four, and you put that and pick them up, how many you could pick them up and put down again. We had to play that and things. And there was Greenwich Park. You used to go up there a lot, Greenwich Park, take your tea up there. That was lovely, Greenwich Park.
Now, one outing you told me before you were on was at the coronation. What do you remember about that?
Oh, the coronation. It was George V, Queen Mary, Princess Mary, and Edward, he wasn't the Prince of Wales then, he was a little boy, Edward, wasn't it? And it was Edward, should have been king, shouldn't he? So the King and Queen was going to give 100,000 school children a treat. So what they did, it was all London children, all the schools had so many from their schools. So what they did, they put all our names in the hat, a certain age, so not one, in the hat. Two came out, mine came out, so I was lucky. So I was one of the 100,000 children that went to the Crystal Palace. So all the girls had rush hats, that they were threepence each, lovely rush hat, and threepence a yard of boil it was to go round it. So many had white round their hat, so many had blue, so many had red, and the boys had different coloured caps. So that formed 100,000 children, formed right round the bandstand like a Union Jack, red, white and blue, and their rush hats. And we all sang Land of Hope and Glory and God Save the Queen first. And I remember Princess Mary, she was all in white with a great big hat in those days, and he was in little white shorts, satin upset, and then Prince Edward, because he was younger. And that was a lovely day's outing.
What were you wearing besides your hat?
White dress.
We were all wearing white dresses with
them. Yes, yes, and the boys had the caps on. And then the Crystal Palace then was a big fairground. So many schools had different things to go on. I remember going in these airships round. And then we were lucky that there was a big rodeo show. cowboys and Indians and these covered wagons and like Wembley would be a big arena in there. So we were lucky for that. And some of the others didn't. They were on something else. So with 100,000 school children, then we were given a bag each, which was a pie, I think, and a parchment container those days with orange in it or lemon, and orange and apple, and a little tin of chocolates, which I saw in the paper a little while ago that brought in no end of money. That was a little flat tin with a King and Queen's photograph on it, and that was a little box of chocolates, George V and Queen Mary on it. So, and of course, Mum was thrown away, I had. So, 100,000 school children had to go to the loo, didn't they? So, of course, they dug all trenches along, for boys and one for girls and one for boys, all over the palace. And they a big trench in the cupboard, and there were parchment over it, and a teacher would go in with you. And then it'd be a board, and you sit on that board, and there's the trench. So that's all they could do, wouldn't they, for 100,000 school children. That was a lovely days out.
The teacher went with you, did you?
Oh, the teachers.
There were two of you from your school, were there?
Oh, more than that. Yes, a lot more than that went from the school. It was 100,000, wasn't it? All London children. They couldn't travel all up the other place.
Did you go on any other outings, you remember?
They used to take us to the zoo, the British Museum. And I remember that when it was the eclipse of the sun, they took us all up Greenwich Park with pieces of smoked glass. We had to have a little bit of glass and smoke it before we go to see it up there. Yeah, so we had a happy time at school.
How old were you when you left school?
14.
So that would be 1913-ish, would it be? Or 1912?
Something like that, because when I left school, all I wanted to be was a dancer. I wanted to be a tiller girl. Always that was my ambition, to be a tiller girl. That they used to say to me, to be a tiller girl, you've got to have your ankles broken so that you can do the high kicks. They're putting me off. So in the finish, I went train as a milliner. For shilling a week for 2 years.
Where did you train at?
It was Broccoli Carter's, that's gone now.
And you were training as an apprentice. What did you have to learn to do? What were you trying to learn, if you see what I mean?
To make hats.
And what are the techniques you use? I mean, what are the skills you had to master?
Well, cutting out is the most, and then it used to be buckram shapes those days, real buckram shapes, and you'd cover them, cut them, you dare not cut a piece out of it, you'd cut the round ring and do the big picture hats those days, and you have black on top, pink or blue, what colour you want underneath, and then all flowers on top, and you learnt all the cutting and the invisible sewing, which you go through. Well, if you turn a hem over, and you slip through the hem and then just pick up a little bit. So no stitches show on the other side. All hand done. Everything's hand done those days. There's no apprenticeship in millinery now. Shilling a week for 2 years. And what would they do now? My mum used to have sixpence and she used to let me have the other sixpence.
How many were there at Carter's in Broccoli? How many? What size of a firm was it?
Oh, only about 20. Because we did a lot of moulding work, black hats as well. Then they had a shop in Deptford High Street, and they used to go into the hats used to go into the shop and all. Although they had milliners over in the workshop over the shop.
And how of these 20 or so, what would they do? Would there be a designer? for the hats?
Oh yes, one head one would be a designer, and we used to have to copy them.
And how many would be apprentices, and how many?
Only about 20 of us all together, but not apprentices. There'd probably be only 6 apprentices. 2 years of that.
Did you enjoy it as an apprentice?
I enjoyed it, yes, you do.
Did you still go dancing?
Oh, I was mad on dancing, ballroom dancing, because they taught us at that school, all the different dances. What they had, the old time dancing, the Lita and all that, and the waltz. My dad was a good dancer and used to do Viennese waltz. And I'd learned that at school, so me and him won a competition with Viennese waltz.
What competition was that?
It used to be a dance hall, and they used to have a competition now and again. So all used to go, and competition for Viennese waltz, and we won it.
And how old would you be then when you were going into those things?
Well, I suppose I should have been about 16, although the war was on, but I used to have dances then with him.
So you were an apprentice from about 1912 or 13 for 2 years to 1415?
Yes. Till
you carried on doing that. Do you remember, so you'd be doing that when the war broke out as an apprentice, would you?
Yes, when I was apprentice, I suppose I was about 15, and the war broke out.
What do you remember?
No, the war broke out when I was 16, I remember that.
What do you remember about the war breaking out, August the 4th, 1914?
Well, when that broke out, and I know a lot of the boys had to go to the war and that, 18, never thought, you know, my age, we never thought a lot of it until I told you the other night. We were in bed, and then all of a sudden we heard this big bang. Nobody knew what it was about until the next morning, when further away some roads, it came over in the middle of the night, and nobody ever thought of zeppelins, and dropped bombs, and so many houses went and flattened and people killed. And of course when they found out, we were all frightened.
You were frightened, were you?
Well, when we found out, you think all those people, so many died. And then the next night, London was ready. They had all the searchlights out. And then, you know, nobody thought of anything. And all of a sudden, in the searchlights, we saw the zeppelin.
What did it look like? Could you?
Great big thing. And when the searchlight was on, it looked low down on you. And of course, my mother came to the door and we saw it, so she said, you know, thought the bombs were going to drop on us. She said, "All you children, run that way." I said, "What about?" She said, "Oh, we can't leave the old boy that lived in our house. He was over 80. We can't leave him, he can't run." So she told us all to run. The zeppelin was going this way, so she said, "You run that way." But it dropped bombs further afield then. So could every night we sat so to finish, nobody could stay in their homes seeing this and coming over.
Searchlights
got
it.
Yes, regular. And I told all arches from Deptford High Street right to London Bridge, all workshops under them. So they opened them all for people to go in at night. And we used to go in. Run down there.
What was it like in this? Did everybody go there?
Yes.
What were the shelter? What were they like? Because they weren't proper shelters, were they?
No, it wasn't shelters. There was a lot of seats to sit on and boards they used to sit on, and they used to sing top their voices. And I was a milliner, and my sister was a bit younger than me. We used to come from work. And you used to work then till 7 o'clock at night. In those days, they made you work, didn't they? Late. Shops were late too. And coming down, we heard the sirens go. They let you know then if they even come. And so that everybody had gone down to the arches. So of course we ran down there, and it was all, they shut the doors so that couldn't get in there. So we went into the next one, which was open, being dark, and nobody had me in her. So we, there was a cart there, so we crawled under the cart. We heard the guns going, and that was in the park. We were near Deptford Park, and they had the guns there, and they were going, and we got frightened. We went under this cart, and then we heard all this buzzing noise, and of course we were on a heap of manure we laid on. Oh, we came out. Thank goodness that it's all clear.
Did any bombs go anywhere near you?
Only that one I told you, the first one.
How far away was that one?
Only about 10 minutes walk. From,
and that was as close as
the
they
first
got.
One, yeah.
Did, when you went to, you know, the shelters you had, would you go there every night, or would you just go when there was an air raid siren went?
Only when the siren went, I used to run. And of course, we were coming home right from Deptford High Street Way, and the siren went, so of course we ran, and everybody was in the arches then, those who wanted to go.
Now, you were about 16, 17 then, were you?
Between 15 and 16.
And were the sirens the same sort of sirens as they had in the Second World War, if you remember? Did they sound similar?
Not so, a bit similar, but not like the ones.
How did they differ? What was the difference? Because I've never heard a recording or anything of them.
I think there were more bangs, you know, like they have the cenotaph, and when you have the silence, you used to have, wouldn't let you know when 11 o'clock went, the bongs, bangs, and hang on the bangs, I think it was.
And so when you got into the shelter, how long would you stay in the shelter for when you got in? Just until the all clear?
Yes, when the guns and that stopped, yes.
And then you'd go back home?
Yes.
How long would they normally would the raids normally last? Would it take long?
About an hour we were in there. We were all singing over. Right at the top of us, trains going over our heads. Do you think that was safe? I don't. Not then, when
so
I think of it.
The trains carried on even during a raid?
Yes, they were all blacked out. You wouldn't see them because all had black blinds, didn't they?
Now, what year do you think it was that the Zeppelin raids were worse? You might not remember the actual year, but do you know?
The first year it was on. Then it seemed to be died down, you'd go further away. And we didn't go down, it came unknown to us. Then we heard the guns going. Then all of a sudden said, look, they're coming down. And I remember seeing it. It was Cuffley, and yet we could see it in Deptford. This, all in flames coming down. And Cuffley's this way, isn't it? And we could see it.
What did it look like?
Oh, a terrible thing like that, and all in flames. And that was the last of the Zeppelins. We were all quiet for a time. Because I know what was going on over in France, so...
Now, you were working on the... You were working as a... You'd qualified, had you?
Yes.
And so you were just a milliner, cutting... You were working mainly on the cutting out, were you? Or did you do the whole hat?
Oh, the whole hats we had, yes.
Was there as much of a demand for fancy hats, you know, during the war as
they had? Oh, yes, because they'd got the money, hadn't they? They were all on munitions, women were. They were earning £4 a week, which was a lot of money then for them. And they'd buy these hats and fur coats. They were all got fur coats then because they were earning the money on munitions. The arsenal, wasn't it? Bullage.
Were you because the arsenal, it's not far, really, from Deptford. Were you tempted to go and work in the munitions factory? Yourself?
No, we wasn't made to go, but...
No, would you have liked to get
no,
the money?
I was frightened out of my life to go on munitions.
Can you explain why? I mean, I think I know, but can you tell us why?
Well, in case of the explosion, because when I was 15, before the war was on and the Zeppelins had finished, and I was still in this little place in millinery, it was only like a bungalow built. There was about 20 of us in it. millinery. While we were working there in the early evening, well, I suppose about 5 or 6 before we were coming home, terrible explosion went. I think, oh, it was a zeppelin over the top of us. It really rocked us, a terrible explosion. And we all crept like this going along for there to go into the house. It was a big house where they had it. All creeping along. And it wasn't that. I don't know if you did hear of it. It was a silver tone explosion. All chemicals, wasn't it? Chemical factory. All the explosion, it rocked everywhere. And we thought it was a zeppelin blown up and thing, but it was the Silverstown explosion. And now I was only about 15 and the war was on, as you know. So that was that. Well, when I became done my 2 years apprenticeship, you're called an improver, so you got half a crown a week. So with thoughts of all these women go at work, because I wasn't old enough to go on munitions. So when I was 17, war was still on, I went up to London, got milliners there.
Which one?
Gates and Mays, I was on.
Was that a bigger firm?
Yes, a big firm. A lot of millinery places up there, big firms. And the first week I earned 30 shillings. Straight away, and lovely picture hats and beautiful hats for the girls, didn't care what they paid for, as long as they looked smart and big hats. And
was this for for more upper class people, so to speak? Well, I mean, were the hats better quality than the ones you had been making then?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've made a lot of mourning hats as well, besides the smaller, but these were the high class Ascot. So I was there for so long. Then when I was 16, I was still getting half a crown a week. I was still mad to go on the stage. So my sister was a rather high hippodrome. My brother was up there trying the lights in his spare time. He couldn't go to the war, he had a heart tremor, so he didn't go. So they still had these big reviews during the war in the theatres. So I was mad to go, so they wanted some girls, and I went up there and I got on, and it was The Three Musketeers.
What was the audition like, do you remember?
Well, when I first went there, because I was a girl of 16, I had curls. And they said, you're too young. So then they said, oh no, she'd be all right. So they trained us to do some sort of a dance, and then the ballroom scene, well, the chap I had, my partner, he had lovely long wigs they had, and these hats and the capes, and the real musketeers. I enjoyed that.
Did that become your job, or was that part time for you?
Part time. So I'd never let them know the other, because we used to come up. I used to have to come home early, because my mother wasn't well. I kept saying, telling them. So that I could do it, and got paid for that.
So which theatre were you on at?
Yeah.
Which theatre was the play?
Rotherhithe Hippodrome, and that's pulled down now. That's an happy time there. Then I went in another one, and it a shocker on Irish, learned that, but do some Irish dancing and that. And then, of course, my dad didn't want me to go on the stage, but see, I'd done that part-time, that was near home. But then when I was 18, I wanted to go again, Lewisham Hippodrome. That was a lovely theatre, that Lewisham Hippodrome, one of the modern ones. I went into a review, Lou Lake's review, it's his name, he's dead years ago. And called Didn't Want to Do It. That was a lovely review, dancing and all. So, of course, I wanted to keep on at it.
And so dancing, that was, you were part of the chorus, so to speak.
Yes, the chorus it was.
Did you have to speak or sing? I mean, were you doing that as well? Or were you
see, we all sang together, you know, the chorus. So they were going to tour Scotland then, but you were under 21, so you got to get your parents' signature. Of course, he wouldn't. He said, want you under my roof every night. He wouldn't let me tour. I finished that.
And that was the end of that. That was all during the war, though, you did.
Yes.
What were the audiences like, you know, that you got?
Oh, packed audiences.
And would there be a lot of soldiers?
Yes, yes. A lot of soldiers. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a lovely theatre, that was. And that's, it hadn't been built all that long, and yet it's pulled down from, you know, these supermarkets. What a shame.